the switch.
There you go, okay. So the question which I had yesterday is the question is, if you say that the maskana of the Gemara is that the reason why a woman is mechuyevet and kavod mora is because kavod mora is just actions. It's actions of kavod, not a caregiver, but really just actions. So therefore, so when a woman's married, so fine, so practically she can't do certain actions, but it doesn't take away whatever she could do, so why should he pater her, right? So the question is, if that's the case, then what's the halacha of... The Torah Gemara says is that's learned from Tira'u, that they're both chayv. But what's ish? Ish, she pick biadalasos. Ish, she ain't biadalasos. It's teach you that ish practically is going to be able to do it, and a woman practically won't be able to do it. So the question is, well, who cares? What's that limud? What's the limud of ish? That's what it's teaching you, that practically, it's a practical limud? I mean, it sounds Islamic question. It's a question anyway, learn the Gemara. Well, that's what the limud is teaching you, that practically speaking, a man's going to be able to, a woman's not going to be able to. Who cares? Why is that relevant? I mean, it's not a halacha, that's just a fact. We know, we'll figure that out. You know, so it could be it's teaching you is like, let's say it's just actions, right? But does that mean there's no such thing as a caregiver? That there's no, like, is there a kiyum of if a person actually doesn't just do a bunch of actions, but tends to the parents' every need? Is that a kiyum in kavod? Is it saying that it's all actions and there's no such thing as the kavod of being a caregiver, or it's saying that the chiyuv is the chiyuv in actions, but there's a kiyam and the gavra who does all the actions, that is like a gavra who is a gavra of kavod. You know what I mean? There is a kiyam like that. So it's saying is that yes, there is a kiyam like that. And that kiyam only exists by a man. So even though both men and women are going to be chayiv in kavod, because really, so the chiyuv of kavod is the chiyuv to do a lot of actions, but there's a dimension of kavod which is namely that the person is a caregiver, which an isha is going to have and an isha is not going to have. Because an isha is just going to do the actions which she could do. But that's not all the actions, and then she's not going to be a caregiver. But it's saying is that's not the chiyav of kavod. It's not pshat that, an isha is teaching you is that there's definitely an aspect that kavod is a caregiver. And the havmina was, that is what kavod is. Kavod is being a caregiver, and therefore women are going to be paturos, because they can't do it. Maskana is, no, really, tira'u, really, kavod is just actions. Which means that as men and women could equally do it. It says ish, which implies that there's a uniquely male aspect of it, a caregiver. Yeah, that's a kiyam. There's a kiyam of ishi, there's a kiyam in kavod of being a caregiver. And that kiyam, only man is going to partake of, but a woman's not going to partake of. You know what I mean? But right. That kiyam only man's going to partake of, but a woman's going to be chayiv because the actions, whatever actions she can do. But nisgarshu shneim shavim, because when she's nisgarshu, then she'll go. Why not? In her actions, she was only chayiv. And now, not only that, but now she's going to have that kiyam of being caregiver also. You know what I mean? So Ishak went to that, teaching you the kiyam. Teaching you there's a kiyam in the caregiver. It's just another way to work it out. Just to answer that question, according to that. The Havmina's got is, according to Havmina, kavod equals being caregiver. That was what kavod is. It's not actions. According to Maskana, no, kavod is actions. And caregiver is just the kiyam in kavod. You know what I mean? Because Ish teaches you there's a uniquely male thing. The uniquely male thing is because of caregiver. But the question is, what's the role of it? If you only had Ish, then you'd say that is what kavod is. But Tira'u teaches you it's both. So where is there room for Ish? So it's not because Ish is a dimension. It's a kiyam. It's an added kiyam in the thing. Okay, so now the big question is, I mean, this is the kind of question we were skirting. We just kind of said is that when a woman's married, she can't do kavod. Okay, because she's married and she has a husband, and therefore she's not going to be able to do the full range of kavod. She can't really do kavod like her husband. It's not sipik biyad alasos. It's not, she doesn't have the power. It's not, like sipik means like to provide. It's not provided in her hands, in her capabilities to do kavod. And the question is, why not? Well, why not? Why can't she? Right? How does her husband, in what way? I mean, you have a sense of that that's the case. That she's married, after all. You know, every husband has the sense of that. But the question is, why? What specifically prevents her? So that's the question. That's what Tos is bothered by. I mean, Rashi, you know, when you read Rashi, I mean, you kind of think you understand it, because Rashi just says it like a matter of fact. It says, because the Baal, what does Rashi say? Because the Sheyachal, Shein Mochav Yadav. Because the man has no one preventing him. But by the woman, which is achir and baila, so it means her baal is preventing her. So it's simply, and it's actually not really being that specific. He's just saying the baal prevents her. Apparently, he just could say, "I don't want you to do this kavod. I mean, or something like that. Maybe we'll get into more of it, you know? But it sounds like some of the baal prevents her. Look, she has a baal. Baal means like an owner, right? She basically is under the bailus of her husband. So she's not a free agent. So he's mocha. He can be mocha her. Okay? I mean, on the surface, that it makes there's intuitive sense of that, and you wouldn't question it any further, really. But Tosus really isn't so happy with it, and he really starts to, you know. And once he's not so happy with it, and once we see what he's saying, then we have to come back and see what Rashi was saying. Okay? But Tosus is very cryptic. Okay? Those are cryptic. He says, Ve'af al-gav de'maisei de'helabailam de'rabbanu ba'alma. Even though, I mean, this is the way Tosus writes sometimes, you know? Like, even though this, still that. He's bothered by a problem. You know? When he writes like that, it means he's bothered by something. And you may have thought the reason why. You may have thought, he's basically like this. It means that a woman's her productivity, or her work product, I guess, right? The work of her hands. So goes to her husband. Or her wages, her earnings, right? Go to her husband. That's halacha. Part of in a marriage, it's a woman's earnings go to her husband.
That's
okay. Yes, but that's what he's saying. That's midrabanan. So presumably, in the Minotaur, apparently it's not the halacha. Minotaur, that wouldn't be the halacha. She is my seder. She could get earnings. It's her earnings. But in the Rabbanon, they said no. Is that her earnings go to her husband? That's one of the. There's a certain ksuba. There's certain things like that. Like her husband has to redeem her. They're like trades. And the ksuba. I'm not sure this is the trade. But like her husband has to redeem her if she gets captured. He has to heal her if she's sick. And like to trade it on the kind of the flip side. There's like there could you know there's there. The negotiations or whatever, but it's built in that she has to, all the money she earns, she goes to her husband, or, you know, different things like that. So but that's been drabban. I mean, Torah is saying it's not true. So apparently he says, so even though my city is only been drabban on, but still in all, she's not found near her father, but she's found near her husband, and therefore she's not going to be able to do it. So he's saying practically she's not there, so therefore she's not going to be able to do it. So, but before we get to the end of Mitsuya, but apparently he's saying he's bothered by something, because even though Maisei Levi is only Darbanon, so that's a question. So he goes, if it were Deoraisa, then presumably you'd understand why Rosh Hashanah Malaha. But since it's only Darbanon, it's not so simple. Hold on a second, I don't get it. Because somebody said the Ezel is only the Rabbanon, so you can't tell me the reason why the Ish, Imo, Tiro, and all this stuff is talking about because of Maisei Adel, because Maisei Adel learned the Rabbanon. So Minotaur, there's no such halacha like that. So you can't explain this whole thing to me based upon this thing of Maisei Adel Abayla. Rather, you're going to have to come up with another explanation. Oh, so what's the explanation? Because she's not found by her husband, she's not found by her father, but she's found by her husband. She's not found by her father, but she's found by her husband. Okay? But the question is, that I'm just kind of talking out the pshat without explaining the essence of what's going on. But I'm just like the frame. That's the frame of what Tosos is saying. Is don't tell me the normal way you'd explain this halacha is because Maisei Adel Abayla, and that's why the father. That's why she can't be mechaved her father. But that cannot be because that's only the Rabbanon. You can't explain the Raisa Halacha based on the kind of the Rabbanon. So therefore, Tosa says you have to make recourse that no, it's not because of that. It has nothing to do with Maisei Delabayla, but it has to do with a different thing. It's because she's not Matzah, it's a Labayla. Okay, that's just, if you don't analyze it, it's just to get Pshat. That's Pshat in Tosa, you know what I mean? But the question is what would that explanation be? Let's say you said Maisei Delabayla de Raisa. So what that means is that the Baal has a Zchus, that he, any money which the woman earns goes to the husband. Okay, fine. Now, therefore, that's why a woman cannot get her father a drink of water. Can't be chayv and covered for her father. Because her husband gets her earnings. And what is that? What does one have to do with the other? I mean, that doesn't add up. And what is, whether he gets her Maisei Adel is a separate financial question about who gets the money and her wages. Who collects her wages, the husband or herself? But just because the husband collects her wages doesn't mean that she can't do kavod, do actions of kavod for her father. I mean, actions of kavod for her father, in fact, is a machlokas. But we hold The mother is the Gemara. The question is, do you have to, if you have to get your father a drink of water, do you have to provide the money for the water or not? Do you have to provide the money for the food? So it's a question. We all know. We all know. I mean, unless he's an ani, whatever. But intrinsically, no. It's Michelle, Michelle Av. It's the father's money. So the woman doesn't have to spend. As if you had to spend money, then you could say, well, that's. Right, she can't spend money because it's not her money. It's not her wages, our husbands. But we don't hold that way. That's not the way we hold. And so it's hard to say Tosa's contingent on that shita that you spend your own money. So we don't hold this your money. So what? She doesn't have her own money. So her husband will get all her money. But she's going to help her father get a drink of water. She's going to help dress her father. How would that have helped you in explaining why a woman can't do kava? Because the fact that her wages go to her husband seems to be something to do with it. Totally unrelated on the surface. I mean, it's like it's unintelligible what he's even talking about. You know what I mean? That's, I think, the problem. Maybe this is what you're getting at, but I was like, what's pshat in ma'aseh da'ah? What's pshat in ma'aseh da'ah? So, you could say ma'aseh da'ah just means it's a zechus mamon, which means that the husband gets the wages of his wife. Right? That's all it means. It just means it's like any other zechus. It's monetary right. It's a monetary right that any wages that she earns goes to her husband's pocket, not to our pocket. Okay, it's like a kinyan. He has a kinyan in her ma'aseh. Okay, just a monetary zechus. But there's another way to understand ma'aseh da'ah, which is more universal, which means that basically he's her baal. As the nature of the relationship is like he is her baal. Like let's say like by an eved, for instance. So the eved. Like an eved is like yad baila. As if an eved's kona, something is kona for the baal. You know what I mean? It's because like, hey, did you do, are you doing eved stuff in a bit? Did you get that? But as like an eved, you want to wait for that. But an eved basically is like the property of the baal, right? And what he earns goes to the baal because he's really just like an extension. He is like a subservient. He's an underling to the baal. You know what I mean? And what he's basically like the baal's agent in doing stuff. You know, so. So the Baal gets his ma'aseh adav because that's what he is. He's the servant to the Baal, you know. So you could argue that that's the halacha of ma'aseh adav by Nisha, that she is totally subservient to her husband. So if she goes to work, so then she's basically working for her husband. It's not like the first way I said it is no, she's independent, but it's a separate halacha, two independent people. And she really has her earnings, but the only thing is, when I say the halabayal says zechus mamon, the money transfers. You know what I mean? But you could say no, that it's the nature of the relationship is that she is subservient to her husband, and therefore whatever work she does is like under the husband's guard, and the husband's going to get it. It's a subservience, of course. It's his. She's like an eved in that regard. Okay, and that would be a way to understand the halacha of ma'aseh da'ah l'baila. It means the nature of the relationship is she is under his control, and whatever she's going to do is like for him. She's working for him. You're not working for yourself. You're working for him. That's she's a baal, like baal. That's a baal. He's her baal. It's like you know. So you could understand that. You could say that's the halacha of ma'aseh da'ah. Right? Two ways to understand ma'aseh da'ah. Right? Now, if you understand ma'aseh da'ah that way, that second way. So then you could say is that since basically she is subservient to him, she's like under his control, under his dominion, his subservience, so he could prevent her from trying to be a servant for someone else, from being mechaved someone else. You know what I mean? Not because he's going to demand the wages. See, if it's wages, then there are no wages. So if it's his mama that he basically just gets her wages, then she's doing someone a favor, there are no wages, what's he going to get her wages? It's not the nature of the thing. She's helping getting her father a drink of water. There's no wages, you know. But if you say the concept of ma'aseh da'ah l'baila means that the relationship is one of a subservience, she is under his control, then if she's under his control, he could say, listen, I don't want you to start doing kavod. So as long as kavod is subservient yourself to someone else. Sorry, not under my bias. That's the nature of ma'aseh da'ah l'baila is a real halach of a kind of a relationship. And that relationship means he's going to prevent her from he could prevent her from being mechabed someone else. You know what I mean? But Tosa says, see, if ma'aseh da'ah l'baila were deoraisa, so then you could say that it means that is the nature of the relationship of Bilas, of Ishesesh, of you know, that's the nature of the thing. Ma'azil Bilas because she is subservient to her husband, right? But since you see Minat Torah, a woman gets her own Ma'azil Deha. So what does that show you? It shows you that the nature of the relationship really is she's independent. She's not a dependent to her husband. She's independent. She's her own player. And she gets her own wages because she's her own. She's an independent player. They happen to be married, but it doesn't. The idea of a Baal doesn't mean it's not like an Eved. It's Bilas in terms of Ishos, but it doesn't mean that she's under his dominion in terms of subservient to him. It's just that, right? So if that's the case, then that's the nature of the relationship of husband and wife. Now the Rabbanan aren't coming in and changing the nature of the relationship. Everyone can't do that. Then the halacha of Ma'aseh Deil Baila is just the setting up as Chos Mama. That's the halacha of Ma'aseh Deil Baila has nothing to do with the relationship. I mean, you don't need that to answer the question. But saying it's Durabanan is a different kind of halacha. Durabanan aren't changing the nature of the relationship, making her subservient. If that were the case with Dorai, so fine. But in Dorai, that's not the case. In Minato, where she's really an independent person. So since she's independent, she can do kavod. Why can't she do kavod for her father? There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with the husband could just say, I don't want you doing getting it. It's true, if she's cutting out of work, maybe, or whatever, but if she's just doing kavod for her father, why can't she do it? Why can't she do it? So that's the nature of the relationship. Now, I might say that's a different thing. With Darbonin, the institute is Chos Mama. But that has nothing to do with the relationship, and that even with the Rabbanan, I'd say that's Chos Mama can't stop. I mean, we all listen to the Rabbanan. So, with the Rabbanan, could he stop from doing kavod in terms of that? He'd say no, it's not. Then it's just Chos Mama might say that. So might say that is he can't. Maybe she can't be knock out her wages or whatever, or spend her wages to support her father. But just if she wants to do Maisim of kavod, I say why not? You know what I mean? Thing is that since it's Darabonon, it's not a halacha in the nature of the relationship. The nature of the relationship is not subservience. It's not like an Eved. But Darabonon just introduced a separate Chos Mama of Ma'aseh Deil. That's just amounted to financial thing. So you can't just tell her what to do and stop her from doing kavod. There's no right to do that intrinsically. Right? There's no right to do that. And that's what's bothering Tosas. That's why Tosas is bothered. So basically, since you see the fact is that really the nature of Ma'aseh Deil Baila is Tahar, Minat Torah, she gets her own earnings. So you see, Minat Torah, she's an independent person. They're two independent people. She wants to say, look, I want to go to work now. She could say, I go to work now. The husband can't tell her not to go to work. It's true, she may have certain household responsibilities, but basically, you see, Minat Torah, she could go to work and earn money, and there's no problems. That would be perfect. Minat Torah is no problem. So why could the father tell her not to? So why can't she do keep it off? She'd go to work. Why can't she do keep it off? Right? I mean, that's Tosa's question. That's what's bothering Tosa. I mean, in Torah, you see, she could go to work and earn her own wages. So why exactly is he going to tell me the husband could stop her from doing kibbutz? What's he going to say? I don't want you to go get a drink? You go to work. That he can't stop from doing. He can stop her from working, getting her own money. But he can stop her from going and serving her parents? Well, why is that? Why is it not Sipik Biyad Alasos? She, in Minat Torah, she really is an independent wage earner. She's like her own person. She has responsibilities in the house. Fine. So why is it not Sipik Biyad Alasos? That's really what those are getting at, you know? As if it were Ma'aseh Deil, that she's not an independent wage earner, she basically is totally under his control, then I could understand it. But you see, it's not true. Ma'aseh Deil, you see, shows you that she is totally an independent person. The proof is she has her own salary, she is so totally independent. So why can't she go ahead and do actions of kavod? Right, you with me? That's drawing out Tosa's question further, you know what I mean? So, and that's what's bothering him. It doesn't make any sense. She could earn wages. Why can't she do kavod? So Tosa says no, because she's not matzah. She's matzah etzel her husband, and not etzel her parents. So what's that idea? What do you think about that? So why can't she? She's not matzah by her father, right? She's not matzah by her father. She's matzah by her Baal. Fine. So let her go. And when her father needs something, she should go and be matzoi by him and get him a drink and then go back home. I mean, she goes to work. She's working or something like that. I mean, she must be doing work. So, like, what's... I don't know if it means only when she's sitting in her house. So, why can't she... Look, it's true. Sometimes she's not going to be able to. If she's serving dinner at her home, she's not going to be able to be serving dinner at her father's home. So, that's true. Sometimes, you know, sometimes she won't, but sometimes she will. I mean, It's like why does this prevent her from doing kava? I mean, it definitely is going to minimize it, but why is it going to prevent her? I mean, I think it's good with what we said, is that the idea that kava isn't just to do actions, but it's the idea of a caregiver. Because, see, if it's just actions, then that's a question. It's because so she's not matzli. But so she'll go, she'll be matzli, and she'll do the actions. She'll do both actions. She'll do kava to her husband, and she'll do kava to her father. Now, it's true, she lives by her husband, so practically she'll be there more. But on the other hand, she'll also be there, you know, she'll go to her father's house. But since, like the other saying, kavod is that it's an idea of being a caregiver, is that it means that you are basically taking care of them. So you can't be a caregiver if you're not matzah by the person. I mean, you can't. I mean, she basically lives in a different place with her husband. You know, that's her home. That's where she is. That's where she hangs out. That's where she's tending to the needs of the household in there. So she can't be where that is her location and be at the same time be a caregiver for her father. It's like she's a caregiver for this home. She can't be a caregiver for that home. For that, you can't be a caregiver in two different homes at the same time. You know what I mean? Apparently, a husband he could, because he doesn't have to be the caregiver in his house, so he could just go to his father's house. Or but as the woman has a commitment to the household of her home, and she's matzoy there. That's where basically she has to run the home. So that will preclude her from being a caregiver by for her parents. All right? It'll preclude it. That's basically explained. This is basically explaining this Avmina. Why is it? What does it mean? Ain't Sivik Bialasas. Let's say you say it means because there's no kiyum of being a caregiver because she can't do it. So I'm saying that is the dimension of kavod is the idea of a caregiver. Whether you say it's the only aspect of kavod or a dimension of kavod, but this is what we're explaining. Ain't Sivik Bialasas. We're saying it's because it means that's the facet of kavod, which is to be a caregiver, and that facet. So the saying is, it cannot be by simply if she's not matzah eslo. Cannot be if it's not matzah. Matzah eslo is a precondition for being matzah etzel bile is ma'ake for being able to do to be a caregiver. It's funny. It doesn't just say ina matzah etzel via, because let's say a son could be married. He's not necessarily matzah etzel, you know, in his own house. But it's not like he's matzah etzel. He doesn't have a different matzah. As a woman is not matzah etzel her father, but she's matzah etzel her baal. I mean, she basically is, that's her location, that's her place. As a man could be wherever he wants. You go on business trips, you can do it, you know, it's not like he's not confined to the house. A woman in a certain degree is tied to the house, you know. That's she has to take care of the basic runnings of the house. And that's her, so therefore she's matzah, essentially she's matzah etzel her home, her husband's home. So she can't be that caregiver for her parents in that state, you know. You know what I mean? So it's not because the husband is going to prevent her so much as because of her condition of being a wife precludes the possibility of being caregiver for her parents. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Don't think it means because the husband has some sort of a power over her and is preventing her, and it's nothing to do with preventing her. It's just that there's the position of being in the bais of her baal, it precludes her from being caregiver by her father. Okay, fine. But Rashi doesn't seem to learn this way, right? Because Rashi says the baal is mocha. But Tosa is not learning mocha. Tosa is not saying the baal prevents her. So the saying is just she's by her husband. She's by her husband, so she's not matzli. It's the marriage according to Tosa is just like it just creates a condition which precludes her from doing the kavod for her parents. But it doesn't. It's not like he's preventing her. Rashi has a new idea of preventing her, right? But Rashi has to deal with Tosa's problem. Is that you see she's allowed to go out and work. So if she's allowed to go to work and she makes her own earnings, minatora, right? So how could it be that the husband just says, "I don't want you to do kavod"? I mean, I don't want you to do kavod. So why? How she'll say, "No, I want to do kavod. Let me go to work. I'm allowed to go to work. Why can't I do kavod?" How's he allowed to prevent her? Maybe the thing is like this: is that when you're saying a baal, especially like this, is that the baal doesn't have my say that, right? Basically, even though he's her baal, but she's an independent yad in terms of earnings, right? It doesn't contradict his bailus. He's her baal, he's her husband, but you know, it doesn't mean that she can't go and uh, she can't go to work, she got to work, right? But it could be is that for her to subserviate herself to someone else, that contradicts the Shem Baal. I mean, that's what he's saying, is that the Shem, he is a Baal. So the Baal, in theory, you could have imagined, Maisi Deolabailos Deoraisa, and that would have meant that the Shem Baal means she's totally subservient to him, she has no, she's totally dependent, you know, she has no independence. You know what I mean? But it's saying is, no, that's not true. She does have an independence. But that doesn't mean that she could subserviate herself to someone else. That's like a contradiction to his Shem Baal. You know what I mean? Going to work isn't a contradiction to his Shem Baal. It's just the question is, how far-reaching does his Shem Baal go? Does it give him, like, power into her finances, into her, you know, into her working, her work? It says it doesn't go that far. But to go and subserve, do at kavod to someone else, is subservienting yourself to someone else, that contradicts his Shem Baal. That's saying that much, that he can be mocha. You know, that's why it goes friction. Because I'm your Baal. I'm your Baal. What are you doing? You're their Baal? They're not your Baal. Are you going to subserve yourself to them? Kavod means you're just taking care of them. What about me? I need dinner. You know what I mean? But that's why it causes the friction. You know what I mean? But the concept is it causes friction because of the idea is that who's your Baal? I'm your Baal. So Baal, you know, but that's why I said the question of I would keep it up and keep it aim, the two kavods. See, it's not that you can't subserve yourself to two people. You could. You serve yourself to both of them and you have to juggle a little bit. But the idea is, but the Shem Baal is what's ma'akivet. You know what I mean? The Shem Baal is what's ma'akivet. That, serving yourself to someone else contradicts the Shem Baal. I mean, that's what Rashi's holding. That's why the Baal can be ma'akiv. You know what I mean? That's why it could be that Rashi would agree in theory the matzli thing, you know, whatever, would agree to the caregiver. But he said this is more primary. This is an intrinsic thing. It's not she can't do it when she's in her husband's house. She can't do it because she's a Shem Baal. The Baal can be mocha. You know what I mean? But according to Tosis, apparently Tosis doesn't hold that. Tosis holds is that you see that she's not. Might say there's not a bylaw. So mother's not a bylaw. So basically, she's an independent player. So she's independent. So that's the case. She could also do actions of covet to someone else. She could be she was serving someone else. That's not. And that's a question. Does that contradict his bylaws? So you guess what Tosu will learn is no. Bylaws just means it's a status vis-a-vis Shesh or whatever. It doesn't mean that he has like she's his. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that. So basically, she could do covet. Why can't she do covet? So as Tosu says, no, it's a different thing. It's because since covet demands being a caregiver. So therefore, it's not possible. It demands a condition. The condition of Eitzel Baila is not preventive. You know what I mean? But it could be Rashi would agree with that. Okay, but he's just saying there's a more primary thing, is that the Shem Baal itself prevents it. Prevents any kavod. Even actions. I mean, and if, but if, unless he's Machal, unless he allows it. But if he doesn't allow it, then he can't do it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the idea that you can't do kavod to two people, but it's not exactly that. I'm giving it an address because of the Baal. And that address was opened up by Tosfos. Tosfos pointed you to the idea of what, you know, how does Maisei Adeha, what's that concept, and what's the nature of the relationship, and of Bailus, so it was such that, you know, I'm not just digging into a different thing, you know what I mean? Like, you see, Tosfos really pointed you to that you have to look into that, about how the Shem Baal is really preventing kavod. It would be like an example, like an Eved, certainly. I mean, it certainly would be the case. This is even a bigger chiddush. But an Eved couldn't go and start serving someone else. You're my Eved. Now, here she's not really his Eved because she sees she could work independently. Because working just means she has independence, but it's not a direct contradiction to his vitals. But work, putting herself under someone else, is a contradiction to our vitals. Shach is saying is that if the Baal is Mochel, then there's no problem. I mean, it depends. Because the Shem Baal means that he has a right to...
It's only a right.
To, yeah, it's a right. It doesn't mean that if he lets, you know, I'm the Baal of this pen, I can let you use it. That's Nesha Baalus. I mean, Baalus is she can't forcefully subserviate herself to someone else against the will of her Baal. He can be Mocha. And your average Baal is going to be Mocha in general. But he's saying is that, as the Shach says, is that if the Baal isn't mocha, if he's mochel, then she's going to have to do whatever she can do. Whatever she can do. What she can't do, she still can't do it, because he still was basically, you know. Yeah. You could say that the Shulchan Aruch holds, it's a caregiver thing. Shulchan Aruch just says pater. He says when she's married, she's pater. He doesn't say anything about this mocha, you know. It could be it's because the Shulchan Aruch holds it's a din of like Tosfos is saying, like it's a din of a din of a caregiver, and that's the svar. You could say that, but whereas you could say the Shach learns, no, it's not a din of a caregiver. It's not rather it's a din of the because of the Baal's mocha, because the shame Baal prevents it. Oh, but if the Baal isn't mocha, then she does whatever she could do, whatever she could. But it tells the soul to me whatever she could do. There's no idea whatever she could do because it's an all-in-one type of a thing, so she's not chayev. You could learn that. I mean, it sounds, if you look at the Shach, it sounds like he's trying to learn it. He doesn't say this, but you'd think he's trying to learn that into the Shulchan Aruch, you know what I mean? But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. I mean, Shulchan Aruch just says that when she's married, she's potter. It sounds very like, just like a hatter, you know what I mean? It doesn't sound like there are strings attached according to the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it. It's just that when she's married, she's potter. You know what I mean? Which would be good, as we're saying. It's because kavod is all on a thing. It's me, a caretaker. You can't do it. You know what I mean? Where the Shach is making exceptions, it's learning not. It's not a din of a caregiver. You know, so then you have to answer, so why can't she do it? Why is she different? Oh, because the Baal's Mocha. Which is like Rashi's approach.